Inconsistent.
Turkey on live TV. I'll be his. That'll be historic. That'll be Trump doing this with the gunshot wound in his ear, right?
Word.
It'll be historic.
And then he goes and gets ice cream.
That's Joe Biden.
That's Joe Biden.
Yeah, you messed up.
I did.
All right, what are we looking at? Wow, Trump is almost at 200 at this point.
Well, how's the other racist media?
Wow, racist guy loves racist. CNN. This is CNN is too scared to call these things.
Whoa, are they? Whoa.
Wait, I'm sorry. CNN. This is not CNN calling. I think this is official results.
That's what I want to see.
Fox calls him. Fox is like, no, we project.
Okay, election results. Is there a way to filter it? States, counties, live. What's under the drop down of live? Yo, where's Tim Walz? He's been like missing in action, right?
This is a 2020 election.
Oh, no. Bam. No. Go back to where we are now. What happened to Walz? Have you seen him? Has anybody seen him?
No. He's hiding.
Why is he hiding? I thought he was going to be VP. Have you seen Tim Walz?
She was VP, what she did?
No, I'm going to ask you again. Have you seen Tim Walz?
No.
Anybody? No one's asking where he is?
But that's the problem with these people, bro. I've seen Trump on the best podcasts. What? The podcast she did, I never even heard of.
And I hear what you're saying. But we have seen both candidates. And we've seen J.D. Vance. Where is Tim Walz?
Exciting. He beat his wife, apparently. You heard about that?
What?
Oh, wait. That was her husband. Yeah, it was her husband. You didn't hear the story?
Don't spread those rumors.
You didn't hear the story about her husband?
Not about Tim Walz, though. No, I'm genuinely...
Tim Walz got a totally different story.
I'm genuinely like, where is he?
Ineffective. That's what he is. Remember we switched this thing. Let's look at CNN's projections.
Yeah, let's go to CNN projection. Did it change the numbers?
No.
How is she at 30, bro? You know what this is? This is the... I'm telling you what this is. This is the Hadouken. It's going to be the Hadouken.
What are we looking at here? Trump looks like he's going to take this one. As the polls close, this Fox, they're like, oh, yeah, there's no way Kamala's taking this state. We're just going to give it to Trump right now. That's a huge lead. Look at that huge lead.
Okay, so this is projected or this is actual?
This is actual. I think Fox projects. Margin of victory? Let's see what that does.
You just destroyed the whole thing.
Alabama.
They climbing, son.
Wow. I don't know, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
It's looking like Trump victory. That's crazy. I should have bet on Trump.
Did you bet on anything? Nevada. I didn't bet.
I didn't bet either. I should have bet it.
I should have. I was actually downloading the app, and then I got caught up setting this whole thing up.
Let's check New York. New York is freaking liberal, bro.
Yeah, bro. And I'm surprised it's that blue everywhere.
Queens County. Kings County. That's us. That's America. That's New York.
That's literally America. How blue is it?
Richmond County, right there. Woo, Trump, baby.
Wait, you're in Richmond?
Yeah, Richmond is Staten Island.
I know, but go back to Brooklyn.
Brooklyn is Kings County. Kamala. Then if you go deeper into Long Island, let's see. Nothing.
They don't even want to talk about this.
Go a little bit upstate. Not yet. Then you go Trumpville, baby. Kamala. Wow. Look at that. Kamala got the lead.
Where's that at?
It's by all these liberals.
This will always be blue. All right. So she's actually ahead.
She's ahead of New York? No, she's taking New York. It's over. New York's done, I think.
Yeah, go back. New York is done, but California's not registered, so you got to add 54 to that. She has one.
Yeah, but still.
Shut up. She has 54 plus 113.
No, go ahead. Do the math. Let me see.
I can't. We have GD squared. This takes two
54.
Of us.
54. 3, 4, 5, 6.
Fingers.
Okay. So 6. It'll be 156.
You idiot. No, it wouldn't. It would be 167.
Oh, 54, not 44. My bad.
167. You illiterate bastard. This guy, yo.
Either way, that's not going to matter.
36 million voters are registered Republican. Then what about Democrats? 45 million are registered Democrats.
Oh, man.
So as of both time frames, basically September 2024, we got 36 versus 45, bro.
36 what?
Million registered Republicans.
Yeah, but
36 versus 45 registered people who are signed off as this is my party.
Yeah, but that doesn't, I mean, I don't know. Those things almost don't matter. It depends on
where, I would think where it, they live. What?
Depends on where they live.
I know, but I would think that being registered affiliates, like, it's like, it's like if I wanted to sign a petition, you know, I want, I don't, I want people not to, you know, have to pick up their poop. And I say, I go around the neighborhood and I get signatures. I get people to sign up for this thing.
Yeah.
And I would think that in that action
but
itself.
But that signing is voting.
I guess, but I also recognize that if you're going and you're registering under a party, if your party got that many numbers, I have to recognize you as an official party.
Yeah.
What you're saying is no.
No, because the votes, it's like money. Money is money talks.
But to be considered an official party, what do you need?
Nothing. We can do it today. Me and you. We can make a party of two.
But to be like recognized, like,
we need votes.
It's the votes.
Vote, because the votes is what you can change laws with.
So I could have voted for your person that you voted for as a non-party affiliate.
Yeah.
And that meant more than being registered as a libertarian.
Yeah.
That's retarded to me. Why?
Because votes is what moves the scale.
Right.
Listen, if you're a Democrat your whole life and you vote Republican, does it matter that you're registered Democrat? It no, doesn't matter. I feel because you're voting Republican.
I feel like it should.
I mean, that's cute. I mean, just like,
it's not cute.
I'm Puerto Rican. That's what you're saying.
Don't talk about Puerto Rico. We're not doing that.
If you're not voting the Puerto Rican election, what's the point?
Don't do Puerto Rico. We're not talking about that.
I'm just saying it. Registration is good, but it's not as good as voting. Voting is what moves the scales.
Right.
Look, like I was saying with Chase Oliver over here. Chase Oliver is the libertarian candidate.
I see it.
He's beating Jill Stein, which is, this is like a third time running.
Ugh.
You know what I'm saying?
And the this green thing, lady.
Over here, Robert F. Kennedy got it.
I know nothing about Chase Oliver.
All I know is that he's gay.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's all I know.
That's it. I knew it. See, ladies and gentlemen, we're breaking
but the fact here. That he's on this.
Mr. Noel, my co-host and sidekick partner for life. He's gay. Damn, I can't say that, bro.
You can say he's gay.
No, they don't allow that anymore.
Why not?
You can't say that.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's like saying the F word.
Gay? What the hell is LGBT then?
No, I almost feel like eventually we're not going to be able to speak those words.
You either have straight or 54 ways to be gay. That's it.
I don't know, Papa.
There's only two options here. Gay or straight.
When I leave an office setting with a group of people, I'm like, all right, team.
You got to say you're non-binary. That's the best.
No, word. No. Like when there's a group of people. I left an office today. There were three people.
Yeah.
Two were presumed to be females and one male, presumably.
Yeah. You don't say people? I'm like, all right, people, I'm out of here.
No, I'd be like, team, like Barney. I feel like Barney when I do it. I feel like spinning around and that's like, super dude.
Don't call them gay because they're sleeping with men. That's not. That's just what you did is gay. That's gay.
No, so I say team. What I used to say, ready? All right, guys, see you later.
Yeah,
you see,
guys. To me, guys is acceptable for men and women.
Nope.
Now, I think for Latinos, that makes sense.
I'm a girl, and you're calling me a guy.
But that's what I'm saying, for Latinos, that makes sense. That we think that's okay. Because Latinos is women and men. If you're only referring to women, you say Latinas. If you're referring to men, you say Latinos. But referring to everybody, it's Latinos.
Yeah.
Is a chair male or female?
Silla, no, that's non-binary. Is that the right word?
No.
Fuck.
Silla.
I mean, darn it.
Silla's feminine.
Silla, sillón?
No.
It's that's a
silla. What word do you put before that? If you're saying this chair in Spanish.
You want me to translate?
Yeah, I do.
You want me to translate?
You're gonna, by you saying that, you're going to tell me if it's feminine or masculine.
Wait, tell me what I have to say again in English?
Say the chair in Spanish.
Okay.
You know it's...
La silla.
It's a woman. La silla. It's feminine.
La silla.
It's not el silla.
El sillón. No, I'm trying to make it feminine.
Yeah. What's a male? What's masculine? What do you say el this?
carro. No.
El carro. You don't say la carro.
La carra. No.
La carra. We do that in our language. Even things that don't matter. It doesn't matter if the chair is male or female. It's irrelevant. But we it has to be one.
There has to be one.
It has to be one. That's why Latinx never picked up. We hate that shit. It's either male or female. Don't give me this Latinx. We don't have to change our language. It's
already confusing.
Yeah. Because they were like,
hard enough.
They wanted to be like, they wanted to use X for instead of an O or A at the end of the letter.
So the Taino, the native Indian, didn't really influence the Spanish, the Latin that came.
Nope.
It was suppressed or depressed.
But they have words that still survive. There's like, a lot of words. Like hurricane is a Taino word. Yuka, Abkoki. There's another one. There's more. I just can't remember. We can look it up. Why are we here?
But everything that you named seemed like. So wait, what was the word for hurricane in Latin?
Huracán.
In Latin, or Taino?
I don't think they had one because they didn't have hurricanes over there.
Oh shit! So they just they adapted. So that was the only word.
Look at that! Look at it. Barbecue. Barbecue is a Taino word. That's the one I was thinking about. Canoe, guava, hurricane, iguana.
Oh my god! So these are the words that survived only because they didn't exist in the Latin culture. Because
those things didn't exist over there. They hurricane. Didn't have iguanas over there. We have iguanas.
They didn't have tobacco.
That's right.
But the Egyptians did.
That's because they came.
They came. They definitely came.
Oh, they came.
Oh, they came.
All right, here we go.
We're supposed to pick some GD stuff behind.
But yeah, I mean, Americans, the white people weren't the first ones here. Obviously, that doesn't make sense, right? But they're the ones that wrote the history down, so they're the only ones documented to come here. People that did it before is undocumented, so we don't even know. It's almost pointless. The Vikings came to America way before the freaking Europeans.
Go put on the other. What's the other stat saying? So it's like 9:30. No count. No state went in at 9:30.
No. We're at right now. They're probably in the middle of counting mail-ins. That was I saying. Yeah. So like the Vikings definitely came over because it makes sense. They're up north. We have England and Iceland and all that. That literally connects to America. So if they're up there, it makes sense that they're going straight in. I forgot to look at this one, the Google one. Wow, the Google one even has Trump winning. 178-99. But yeah. But definitely Egyptians came this way.
Did you see the thing with it was a Netflix thing and he was on Joe Rogan, he was on PBD.
Oh, you're talking about Randall Carson?
Carlson.
Randall Carlson.
No, Hancock.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Ancient Apocalypse.
About, yeah.
Where they found the footprints in America, and the footprints are, what, 100? What was it?
I have no idea.
Like 100,000 years old footprints?
I don't know. Those things are weird, man. It's like, it's all guessing.
Is it?
Yeah.
It is. I don't think it is.
100% guessing.
It's 100%
guessing. 100%
guessing.
Because how do they know it's 100,000 years old? How do they know?
GD squared, yo. Yeah. Follow us, like, subscribe.
So how do they do with fossils?
Just because we don't know?
No, we know. No.
Yes, you do not know.
Yes, we do. You could test organic matter and tell how old it is.
Okay.
Non-organic, we can't tell.
But is that non-organic?
A rock? Yeah, that's non-organic. Yes. The only way that they could do the guess.
So we can't see sediments?
But that's the only way they could guess. A guess.
But based on that alone.
Because if there was a sediment, if everything settled nice and neatly, beautiful, right? And I took a freaking stick today and I shoved it deep into the ground.
You see layers.
And then somebody comes 1,000 years later and they start shaving and they see that stick at 1 million years ago. Meanwhile, it's not 1 million years old. They're like, oh shit, this stick was here for 1 million years. It's easy to trick it.
No, you just simplified it to a GD level, and I appreciate it because that's where we are. When you see your face, you're like, wait, what do you mean? Well, you're right. If that's the science behind it, you're absolutely
right.
That is not the science behind it.
So tell me how it works.
Because the minerals that
you didn't ask the rock. Excuse me, Mr. Rock.
Excuse me.
How old are you? Maybe they asked the footprint. There's no way for them to guess that, bro.
So how do they tell the age of a tree?
The rings on the inside.
Oh.
Unless it's dead. Then they have to do radiation. I forgot what it's called.
Okay, but with the rings, it's a sure sign, right?
No, you could tell the age of the tree.
Right.
Not how long the tree's been there for. That's two different questions.
So wouldn't you be looking for the age of the layers?
No. I mean, it depends. Is the tree dead or alive? Because then that changes the whole question. The
tree has lines.
If the tree's alive, then we could tell how long it's been there for. But if the tree's knocked down and dead, we could tell how long it lived before it died.
Now, and how do we do that?
How long does it live before it died?
Yeah.
We can look at the rings and see how old it was before it died. But once it's dead, then we have to do radiocarbon dating. That's what it's called.
Carbon dating.
Yeah.
And carbon dating to you is not real.
I mean, I don't know how accurate it is, but even if it's 100% accurate, the rock doesn't have that. It only works on organic matter. You can look it up.
It's dead.
What's dead?
The dead tree that you was tree. Using carbon. We can test the tree, yeah. But we can't test the rock.
We cannot test the rock.
For carbon dating.
Yeah, you want to ask your robot.
Ask your robot. Look. Mine is busy. I'm not subscribed like you are.
She doesn't talk to me like that.
I have a guy. He started talking to me. I was like, hey, buddy, we just met. You shouldn't talk to me like that. I want you to sound like a female. I want you to sound like Kamala Harris.
How do you do radiocarbon dating? I don't know if that was the right question.
Oh, sure. Radiocarbon dating is a method used to determine the age of an object containing organic material by measuring the amount of carbon-14 it contains. Living organisms absorb carbon, including a small proportion of the radioactive...
Hold on. Can you do radiocarbon dating on rocks?
No. Radiocarbon dating...
Thanks, bitch. Can't test it.
Don't talk to her like that.
I even turned her off. She doesn't exist anymore. She just died.
That's what you think.
No, I know. There. She's
pissed. She's in there like this.
But you can't radiocarbon
date. He doesn't know how to treat a woman.
So they're guessing based on their organic matter around it. That's their best estimate. You know what I'm saying? So if climate changed, for instance, then that time shifts now. For a couple hundred years or 1,000 years, whatever. So it's not consistent. They can only guess. History is weird like that. It's going to always fluctuate and change. It's not like they're doing tests. It's not like we can test it in the lab. That's more accurate. It's easier, you know, to be more accurate with it, you know?
So there's no way of testing rocks in their age. Did you ask?
So the only way you could do it is depending on what kind of rock it is.
Is it? Oh.
Okay.
So...
So for certain rocks,
he's getting nervous. Go
certain
ahead.
Rocks, deep it. Certain rocks are made out of like shells from animals. So we know that they existed super long ago. All the rocks are made by volcanoes, which could be as recent as yesterday.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like it just happened.
But let's find out. Let's ask. Oh, she's gonna be so mad.
She's like, you're calling me again. You don't know how to talk to me.
You know the doctor? Stop shutting me down. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. But that's
in the beginning of Voyager. All right.
Oh, yeah.
How do we check the date of rocks?
Can you remember to turn me off before you leave?
Scientists often use methods like uranium lead dating or potassium argon dating. These techniques rely on the decay of radioactive isotopes and minerals within the rocks. For example,
there you go, bitch.
Now she interrupted us.
Sorry.
Because if a lava's flowing and something falls in it. Now, that date of whatever that thing fell in is different than the date of the actual lava. So if they break the rock open and look for that mineral, they're like, oh, this shit is mad old. Meanwhile, it's not.
So we're going to assume that these footprints are old and they figured that out.
Yeah. Yeah, because the guy's so strong with his feet, he broke the rock and left his footprints.
No, it was the...
Oh, he mushed it and it dried and got hard.
Yeah, and based
so
on
the... So that layers, rock is soft. So other things could have fell in there, changed the date of it.
What does it do for you if it's a 300-year-old
footstep? Doesn't do anything for me, just... it doesn't affect nothing in my whole life.
We gotta work tomorrow.
I don't even care. Yeah, exactly.
We gotta work tomorrow.
Doesn't matter to me. None of that matters to me.
All right. Why does this matter to you?
This because the niggas next 4 years.
That's right now.
Are what? You gonna tax me on overtime or not? That's what it affects me.
Ooh. And you didn't vote for him, so why would you care? You don't have enough voice in that side. You pick someone else.
Bro, if a libertarian wins, nigga, they'll get rid of all the taxes.
They will get rid of mad programs,
all that be gone.
So many departments gone.
Minimum part. Like that guy from, what is it? Not Venezuela, is it? Argentina. Get rid of him. People started hating him. Because he started firing a large portion of the population.
Who?
He's like, open up private businesses.
Imagine a president shutting down all these special interest lobbyists.
Ugh.
Dead.
It'll be hard right now, but in 50 years, we would look back and be like, thank God he did that. He saved America. At the time, we hated him, but he saved America.
You think he'll be, if he wins, you think he'll be revered like that? If he's met, God. Regardless, he's going to be.
He's divisive.
He's stop being emotional.
He's divisive to the public, trust me.
How?
Because people just don't like him.
But that's on the people, not him.
Yeah, I've been said that shit, nigga.
So why are you attacking him for?
I didn't attack him.
Stop yelling at him.
You asked me, would it be revered? I said, no. They find him divisive. You saw how nice he was on the podcast with Joe Rogan? Regular guy. What about when he was on Flagrant 2? You heard that one?
No.
Regular guy. Just chilling. Just talking about his family. Chilling. When he was in Theo Von's podcast. Talking
when
about
When have you issues. Seen him outside of being a regular guy?
What do you mean? Like as a president?
Outside of being him. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know her.
Yeah, of course. She's fake. That's what I was saying before.
But him?
She's fake. She
has even when he was president.
She doesn't exist. She's not real.
We shine the light in the body. Yeah. Like, it's still him.
She doesn't exist. She's not a real person.
That's what I'm saying. How could these Democrats be falling for that?
They were going to vote for a dead person. Think about it. They didn't care. They just don't want him. They just don't want him. Remember after the debate with him and Biden, what they said? Oh, Joe was great. He answered all the questions. You didn't answer all the questions.
His wife.
Yeah.
He answered all the questions, baby.
They would have. They didn't care as long as it's not him. They would have voted for anybody.
But how could you have family members that are voting blue?
I'm assuming so. Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely do. I know your family.
Who you know? Who do you think my family's voting blue?
I'm not going to say here.
I don't know. I can't even think of a person voting blue in my family. I could think of more people that just won't vote than people that will vote blue.
Really?
Yeah, they just don't care. Like, whatever. That happens.
But you know people that vote blue. Your job?
Probably.
Okay. You have one name. Done. That person. How could they be? Look at his face.
I'm trying to think of a person.
Hold on. No, you're not. You have that person like anybody, but that person, anybody else you thought of. That's what
I got. I got somebody, but he retired.
What do you mean retired? He gave up on the team?
No, he stopped working. He's done. He's retired. But he definitely.
Oh my God.
He was.
You were gonna say he died.
He was.
Bro, why you gotta be a?
He was a hardcore Democrat guy.
How?
I know another guy.
How?
I know a guy, but he doesn't work in my garage.
But how?
How is he Democrat?
How are they believing that?
No, but that was before these people came up. He retired. He retired before Joe Biden got elected. But, bro, look at this. Let's look at these things.
We're 12 minutes out from three states calling it. So, can we see who's coming up next?
Wow, Chase Oliver's right under Jill Stein. That's crazy.
You didn't think it was going to be that high?
No.
Over Kennedy.
Because even libertarians are like, bro, why did they elect this guy?
But look at the error. The margin of error is like dismal. Between Oliver and Kennedy, we're talking about 40,000 votes.
Yeah, but it'd be between him
that's
and
That's like in this
less.
Borough right here.
There's even less between these
that's
two.
That's like in this little town.
Between Jill Stein and him is even less.
Jill Stein. Oof.
Wow. It's less than 10.
Wow. Even if you put all those guys together, they're still in not even close to a million votes.
Yeah.
2, 4, 6.
No, it'll hit just over a million.
No, 3/4.
Oh, yeah, you're right. 2, 4, 6. Yeah,
all of them. Right. Even other candidates. That's
not
you.
Not even a million. Not even this one that she got right there.
Not even this one that she has.
She can't even get that.
They can't even get that.
But hopefully, I mean, I think they just chose a bad person for the Libertarian Party. I can't believe they chose him.
Oi.
Like, let's see. Hold on. Let's see if we got pictures of him in the Gay Pride Parade. There you go.
Ay, qué linda. He has a cape. You get it, girl. Slay.
Look at him go. Look at
that. Oh, look at that marijuana symbol.
Freedom, baby. Don't tread on me, I'm gay.
Is he holding a gun? Ay, que linda.
He has a gun there?
Yeah.
That's libertarians for you.
Supersize it. This guy doesn't know. Look at his shirt. Oh, bro. Let me get in there. Oof. Look at that boy. It's a revolver.
Look at his shirt.
Oh, we got to subscribe.
See your shirt?
Oh, it's your shirt.
Libertarian Party.
But yours is missing a few colors.
Yeah, sorry.
Traitor, you non-Christian.
But the Libertarian Party is a porcupine. You know they got the donkey and the elephant? Libertarian's porcupine.
Yeah, that's cute.
Basically, do whatever you want.
What's the independence?
They're not a real party. It's a fake party. It just means I don't choose. Independent doesn't have.
Does it have one?
Yeah, you're automatically independent when you register to vote. Even if you don't pick a party, you're just independent.
So what's non-party affiliate?
Oh, that's even worse. That's if you're gay. Got a good baby.
Are you sure there's no logo for those two teams?
Look it up. Let's see. Hold on. Independent.
Do it on your phone. Stop invading the non. What are you doing?
Look, nothing. See?
You're doing nothing.
What about you?
He's trying to change the votes, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, we're sorry about that. He's trying to change the votes.
Ready? Go. Independent party mascot.
Images. I don't want to read. Toma.
A freaking. A goat? Yankee Doodle. What is it? They can't decide. Is it a camel? What is it? A fish?
That's the owl. Official. It's an owl.
There is none. A beaver? There's none.
Wait, go back up. Look at the sources.
They're fake. They're fake sources. They're not real.
Okay, libertarian, porcupine, reform. Okay. Constitution. Then it goes symbol, democratic, Republican, logo, American political.
Yeah. I guess eagle? I mean... there's no one. It doesn't have one. They're not a real party. I mean, the Libertarian Party is barely a party.
But they got a mascot.
Because everybody has their...
How cute.
Libertarian is very wide.
9 minutes. 8 minutes.
You know how they got the political scale? Up, down, left, right? Libertarian's on the bottom, but it's very wide.
It flattens out.
Yeah. Because we're comfortable with somebody being very liberal with their ideology, because the more liberal your ideology, the more freedom you should have. But that's not the way the parties work in America. Remember, libertarians are very old, so their idea of liberals are old wave liberal, not this American new left. This American new left is totally different than what the actual liberals are in America when they first started. A lot of liberals actually, other countries look at America like we're conservative. That they look at Democrats like you guys are mad conservative. All right, let's see what we got here. The gay list.
Turn off the gay. Apaga la gay. True. La gay.
Let's see what we got going on here.
Is it la gay or el gay?
I think it's just gay. I don't think it's gay.
But for
it's,
Spanish?
It's not gay. That's the problem.
It's not gay. You're right. Spanish, it's not gay.
It's duck.
It's duck.
It's duck.
Did you just breathe through your nose?
It's woman duck or a boy duck?
But you're going to make a duck sound. That's just the breathing.
Yeah, it's duck.
It's duck.
It's duck for everybody.
What?
But it's female duck specifically for women. Male duck for men. But if you're talking about everybody, it's just male duck.
So, there's no... In Spanish, there's no female duck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's leg. Yo, only the real ones know.
Oh man, all the white Trumpers are like, we gotta get rid of these immigrants. What are they saying?
The duck legs.
The legs. And the female ducks legs.
Alright, what are we doing here? let's open this up a little bit. Let's see. We're still counting here. Oh, look. 81%. This is pretty much Trump. Right? Oh, not even. Yeah, there's a chance. There's a chance. There's a chance for Kamala here, I think.
How? There's no way.
It's 80% reporting. Let's say 20% go to Kamala. Yeah.
What state is this one?
I don't know. What state is this?
I don't know. What
Georgia?
Georgia?
Yeah, that's Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah.
He's leading.
Yeah, but, you know, very small amount. If the entirety of this 20% goes to Kamala, then... But Georgia, look, see, it's not completely red. It's kind of, you know...
We're 5 minutes in.
Look at Florida, though. Florida didn't give up. Let's see what Texas went to. Remember they were talking about Texas? Oh, Texas might go blue this time. Remember they were saying that?
That's just...
Bro, stop that, please.
Even Joe Rogan.
I'm surprised Louisiana.
Shut up. So even red. Joe Rogan, who just became registered in that state, right?
Yeah.
He sounds hella conservative lately. What do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think it's the same.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing here?
I'm showing the map. Shut up.
Why are you typing things in there for?
Oh, my bad.
Same with equal signs and segues.
Nah, he's registered independent, right?
I think he's a Democrat. I think he's liberal. I think he's registered. Let's find out. How is Joe Rogan registered?
How?
Joe Rogan for his presidential endorsement. Joe Rogan gives backing.
It's not going to say because you said
is
how.
Joe Rogan registered Democrat or Republican?
Independent.
No, they're not going to give that answer.
Nah. Is he?
I don't know what he's registered as.
We need his address.
But hold on. The question is, let me ask you now. Does it matter what he's registered as if he's voting for Trump?
All I'm saying is that he's always giving me the, I don't want to play sides.
Yeah, but he always says... He says I'm more liberal in the classical sense. Last election, he voted libertarian. He voted for, I forgot the guy's name. Jeez, Gary Johnson. Last election. Because he's like, I don't want either one of them. I want just freedom. I don't care. Right? Think about it. Democrats are pro-gay. You should know. Are Democrats pro-gay?
That's really interesting coming from a guy who voted for a gay guy.
I didn't vote for him.
You didn't?
I told you I didn't vote for him. I wrote in.
He Dave, wrote it himself. I'm sorry, guys. Dave Smith. If you want to know what the definition of narcissist looks like, it's right there.
Why? Because I wrote in somebody?
Yeah, you wrote yourself.
I didn't write myself in.
Yes, you did.
I wrote in Dave Smith.
Oh.
I think the Libertarian Party should have put Dave Smith in there before anybody else.
He's too funny.
It's a damn shame that they don't give that man the credit that he deserves.
He's too funny.
He would defeat either one of these politicians in a debate.
Either one?
Either one.
Trump included.
Even so?
Yeah.
How?
He has more facts.
Well, who's funnier? That's the question.
No, that's not. If we're doing a comedy Def Jam, then I don't know.
What? If we're doing a Def Jam... Imagine Trump in Def Jam.
Can you talk to the mic?
Shut up.
You shut up.
This is live.
Jesus Christ.
Imagine Trump in Def Jam.
Why can't we see us?
Because I don't want to be seen.
I'm shy. That'd be good.
That'd be
good. He did good in that freaking roast he did.
He did. Chuck Schumer. He had Chuck Schumer dying.
That's good.
And then he was like, your husband's, even your wife's mistress are voting for me.
The men are voting for her, but their wives and their wives' boyfriends are voting for me. That's good.
That's good. Solid. And Charlamagne was upset. Why is Chuck laughing? Why is he pretending to be his friend?
Yeah, because they are friends.
Yeah, and that's what Andrew Schultz was saying.
You think you're going to work for somebody for years and years and not be friends with them?
Bro.
You think they, you don't think, I think there was his wedding or something like that. Right?
I think of Bush and
I know Clinton,
Michelle Obama.
Yeah. Clinton's definitely went to Trump's wedding.
Yeah.
The Clintons were there.
Yeah.
He used to donate to them. I think one of the, I think Schumer is like, I gave you his first, he's like, I gave you his first, your first check.
Like, you remember when the View ladies were loving Trump, Whippy was hugging Whippy. Trump, Whippy.
Yeah, she was hugging Trump. There was a point where Oprah was like, you should run for president.
What turned her? Was it her job or her own personal views of him?
I think it's money.
Money. It's her job. Her boss was like, you can't.
Yeah, you better.
You talk. Better.
Yeah.
You want to keep this job and this contract?
Yeah.
You want to renew?
Even the quote unquote Republicans that are on that view are all like
the same thing.
Leftists, yeah. You better.
You better.
You want that check?
Sometimes when I'm listening to these reporters report.
You want me to tell people that you're taking kids' blood and injecting it into yourself to keep young? Adrenochrome?
Why are you starting some stuff?
You want me to let Diddy talk? Okay, so I suggest you told the line.
Diddy's hanging by a thread.
You're lucky we killed Epstein for you.
Happy birthday, Diddy.
Happy. Is his birthday?
It passed. Yeah, he spent in jail.
Oh, congratulations. Happy birthday, Diddy.
Happy birthday, Diddy. Mwah.
Good for him. Another year. I heard that they raided that prison for some reason. The one in Brooklyn over here. You know Diddy's over here in Brooklyn.
Right here.
Yeah. I keep him.
We should
go. Go there. Like, yo, Diddy.
We should do the AL. All
right. What are we looking at? What happened here? Is this the same numbers?
It's 10:01. So hit that refresh. Go to the other site.
Nah, it should be live. It says live right there. It
should be live. But go to the other site, I meant. Nope, that's a blank. That's your boy.
But why? Oh, wait, hold on. You opened the page there.
You did.
Trump's at 205. Trump's getting close.
He went up from 190 something.
Sheesh. He's still up. He's up on every poll.
Damn. Come on.
We don't want to hear this guy anymore.
Yeah, okay. Close him out. Close them up. Put Trump your
boys
up.
Down. Trump is up. I want a live feed of Kamala Harris. Check it out. GED squared, everybody.
What do you mean a live feed? Oh, you want to load that?
What?
Her? Like a video of her? That's going to slow us down. Don't do that.
I don't know if they're going to have that.
She's not at the Javits Center ready to break the glass.
That's so good.
Live.
All right, you know what? You do that. Here, do that over here.
Live?
YouTube? Yeah, take this. I gotta take a piss.
What?
Dude, this is live, baby.
All right. Enjoy. Make sure you sit down when you pee in this house. I do it anyway. Oh, I love it. All right. What were we doing? We're going to go on YouTube and see what's going on the live on that side. Nope. All of this like map stuff, basically what we're showing. Ooh. Oh, that's PBD. Of course he was going to have Candace Owen on there. There's your girl, Candace.
Black Americans, you grew up in Singapore and Hawaii, and you went to wealthy schools your entire life. It's an act. His name is Barry Satoru, and watching him suddenly patronize black men and pretend like he's been a part of some struggle, I genuinely think they just got pissed off. I think they
would. Your boy's there. Who's my boy? The person you voted for, you idiot.
Did nothing to sway your vote. I know you and Cardi.
Or Megan Thee Stallion. I mean,
come There's on. Your girl.
I gotta say, when Sexy Red came out and put her butt cheeks in the air.
He does. Randy Savage.
No, he looks like CM Punk. Hold on.
By the way, can you not realize too, Dave? You know what? Who are really pissed off? I want to know where, because Kamala isn't African-American. She's Jamaican.
He's way cuter.
How pissed off are the Indian community? Not one shout out. Like, you know, her cousin out there is like, why don't you give us one? Not even a...
Man. I like him.
I like him too. He's a good guy. I haven't listened to his podcast in a while, though.
I will tell you this. He seemed like he was trying too hard in the beginning. I don't know. He's black, though. He's definitely black.
I know who these two guys are. They're on the show all the time.
They're on the show. I don't know who that is.
Playing black when Trump said, well, she was Indian up to 3 years ago, and then she came out as black. And that's when the floodgates opened and people started.
Was that on his wrist? Huh?
It's his badge of acceptance into the hall.
Into the white community?
He's the only one. Wait, no. Well, somebody else is wearing one.
Every single relative that she posts is like a fake auntie, a fake uncle.
All right.
All right, right, we get it. But that's your boy right there.
That's my boy. That's the guy I voted for, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not surprised that he's with PBD, though.
No, he's, remember, he debated Cuomo.
I'm surprised that Cuomo's not there.
I'm surprised Cuomo's not
there. Right?
That's interesting, yeah. He's probably doing his own thing, though. Doesn't he have his own show?
But they would network together.
Yeah, that's true. They should be together.
They should, PBD and him, Cuomo?
Yeah.
That was a good move.
That was a good move for him.
If she joins, that's a good move too. PBD can hold it down.
Yeah.
Because he's so neutral. Right? It's not like Ben Shapiro and him, her. They were together, but that would end, that ended quickly.
Yeah.
When all right, gonna, it's past 10. Let's go. Let's go.
205, we're looking at over here.
Are you sure this shit is refreshed? I got a really slow internet. I don't know if I paid the bill last month.
Oh, God. It's live. This is live. Nothing changes, bro.
Nothing changes.
It stays live. It stays live. You know why CNN is going slow? Because they don't want to give CNN it to them.
CNN is
like, oh,
yep.
Take it easy. Take it easy. We're not going to call this. We're going to tiptoe. We're going to make sure it's 100% accurate.
Don't say it like that. Entertain them real quick.
Because if Kamala...
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Entertain them real quick.
Because if Kamala was in the lead, it would look like this, but vice versa. They'd have been jumping the gun. Her line would have been up to here already if it was up to CNN. They're like, oh, no, she's definitely going to get this one and this one and this one. What? There's no way.
Where is Pennsylvania? That's where... Show me where Pennsylvania is.
Oh, that's only one district. Do you know where Pennsylvania is? Let me see if you can find it. Where is it? Point at it. Oh, okay. I was like, bro, there's no way, bro. Look at that. We're looking at Trump country over here.
Allentown, where my boy lives.
Take your piss, bro. Sit down. Where is Allentown? I thought it was over here. Lehigh Valley. Lehigh. Where the hell's Allentown? Sheesh. These right here. Doesn't look good. Doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good. Ah, damn. I wanted to ask you, you want to make a bet?
But let's do 2016.
You want to make a bet on the two right now?
No, I don't care enough to.
No, bet. Between me and you, you dumbass. Hold right. on. Let me get this real quick. The audience is missing me. You don't care.
All right, if you win, you give me head. If I win, you give me head.
I'm going to go with you're going to give me head.
See, you're not a betting man. I can't play with you.
All right, listen. So why don't we make...
But look, this was red originally. With the first time Trump ran. The second time he ran, it went blue. Did this go blue too? Let's see. Nope, just this one. Wisconsin.
What's that state in the middle?
Where? Here?
I forgot what NE is.
What do you see, NE?
Nevada? No, not Nevada. I know Nevada. NE is what? NE is fucking...
North Arkansas. What do you see, NE? Nigga, I don't see any
in the
NE.
Middle. Go to the middle. It's half red and it's half blue.
Oh, Nebraska. Jesus Christ.
GD Square, baby. Follow, like, subscribe for the Let's dumbest see. Shit ever.
2016, Nebraska's red. 2020, Nebraska is, ooh, torn up, but it's still with Trump.
So in 2020, Pennsylvania, okay, all right. Let's go back to our projections here. So it's a wager. You owe me a favor. I owe you a favor. Take me out to dinner. What are we going to do?
I don't care enough to bet.
He doesn't care about our future.
I would have bet on the World Series. I cared about that. I don't care about this. I cared about that more than I care about this.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how sour you are that you're not, your guy's not there?
No, just that. I don't,
how is that? How's that drink?
It's all right, I guess. It's a drink.
It's a drink. Exactly.
I think I'm trying to be as objective as I can be.
Right.
I think the United States as a whole
is screwed.
Would be better under Donald Trump than Kamala Harris.
Right now.
Yeah. Again, I don't have a dog in this fight. So I'm looking at it as a person from the outside, watching two people, and I'm like, hey, I think this guy might be better. I'm like a referee in this. You know? I think he would be better for a number of reasons. I think the Roe v. Wade thing, he made a fair assessment on it, saying, hey, I'm not going to force people to get rid of abortions. I'm giving you the I'm giving every American people, I'm giving y'all the opportunity to do whatever you want.
Right. Well, another, but that was always his stance, right?
I know, but what I'm saying is Kamala Harris wouldn't do that. She would force her opinion on people. She would say, no, make it legal everywhere no matter what. Even if a state's like, no, we don't want that here, she's going to force it. You know what I'm saying? That's authoritarian versus, you know.
So let's compartmentalize that a little bit, right? My state is the Olaf state.
Okay.
And we just don't want anything to do with abortions.
Yeah.
Listen, let me break it down to you a little further.
Okay.
Doctors.
I don't know how we could do that.
Doctors.
Olaf state.
Doctors, nurses, lawyers, they're all. No one wants to open up that kind of a practice.
Yeah. We all as a state agree.
We don't want to perform we're those not kind interested of. In that, yeah. I mean, some of us, there's a whole state where they don't even want to mess with electricity. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, Pennsylvania, some parts.
Where you at, Betsy?
They're not watching us. They don't
have electricity. That's why I was saying, where are they?
We can make fun of them when we
are. Are they there? No, they're not. We don't want to take part in that. You're saying that Kamala's saying, no, someone has to open up a facility today.
Yeah.
No, but no one's gonna do it, Kamala.
No, she will force it.
But no one's gonna open up the facility.
No, but I mean, you're talking about hospitals run by the state have to by law. If that's the case,
no, the doctors are not gonna perform that.
They can do that if they want. They could protest against it and say, "Hey, I'm not gonna give you medical freaking procedures." But then they open yourself up for lawsuits. You know what I'm saying? If they say this is the law, you have to do it, and the doctor's like, "I'm not." That's like saying. Kamala Harris like, yo, you got
to
give people heart
that surgery. That is the law. So you're pregnant and you're coming to me, to my hospital in this particular state.
It's like, I want to have an state. Abortion.
And I'm like, that's great. But
and we if don't, it's a state hospital, they have to abide by the government's
if
laws.
If it's a state hospital.
Yeah. They have to abide by the laws of the government. And by law, they have to. Somebody
a state hospital or a federal hospital?
No, state hospital. State hospital has to abide by the federal law. State. If the federal says this is how it's done, the state has to follow.
That's who they're voting for.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, I'd rather have options than none options. She's taking away the option. Today in New York City, we voted for.
But your perspective is that she's forcing it. The other perspective is
law,
that.
By guns. No,
but the other perspective is that it should be a fundamental. It should be on the menu.
It should be.
Are guns on the menu?
They have to be.
Then me being able to abort it should be on the menu.
But guns have to be on the menu.
And this has to be on the menu,
it
too.
It doesn't have to be.
Yes, it does.
It's not.
Guns don't have to be.
Yes, they have to be.
They don't have to be.
They have to be.
We want it to be.
No. Even if we don't
Canada?
Want it to be. Canada's a different country.
So it could be, right?
In
see,
Canada?
You're limited
Canada
to.
Could
well,
be.
Could it could be here, too.
No, it has to be here.
It could be.
No, it has to be.
So can abortion could be, right?
It could be.
It and now be. It has to be.
If she's a, it has to be.
It has to be. It has to be.
Guns have to be because they're constitutional.
You abortion is constitutional.
Not right now.
It has to be.
Not right now.
It has to be.
And even if she did it, it would be a law that could get overturned. She can't change the constitution. That has to be done by the states. The president.
So the constitution has to change to add abortion.
That's good luck. That's this. We're watching right now. We'll see that for the abortion debate. Voting. Each state has to vote. Who wants it? And it's going to be like this. Who's going to win? Are they going to get it? Are they not going to get it?
Proposition 1 in New York State.
Yeah.
Can we talk about it? No?
Let's talk about it. I want it. We should talk about it. That's the only one out of all of them I really cared about.
Okay. The other ones were like, what did you do with sanitation?
I voted yes. Only because it makes sanitation oversee other city agencies. And that could lead to more work for us. So, I'll take it.
So, okay.
And then when it comes to budgetary things, like the last one was like, we're going to open up this new department of whatever. I'm going to pay for that? No, I don't think so, son. That should be a private organization, not a public one. If you want to invest money in it, that's fine. But don't take no government money for that. That's crazy.
Should there be analysis done before proposals brought to a vote?
I think so.
Why not?
Yeah, I think so.
So you voted yes for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I voted. That was like Wait, so we're going to bring something to the vote and we shouldn't investigate?
Yeah, we shouldn't check where the money's going. We shouldn't check anything.
We shouldn't see what the outcomes, projections.
And they left it. They said that there is 30 days before they have to let the public know so we can look into it. Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Proposition one. Break it down to me.
Okay, so proposition one is...
Should we read it so we're not biased?
Let's read it.
Let's
read it.
Let's do the GED things, ladies and gentlemen. That is what we're doing here today in the GED podcast that no one's watching. But
this is the only one that statewide do.
That's the only one?
Yeah, the other ones are just for the city.
Ah, you're right. That's a good no, because the one we just spoke about, you know, also involves other departments in other counties.
Yeah, but only the city.
No, even the analysis one,
that's only the city. That's only the mayor.
I guess you can see the right. I guess. Yeah. I guess. So proper.
But there was a good. There was a good one I saw earlier today that really.
Ask Google.
No, don't tell me that. Oh, wait, here, I think this is it.
You don't like her?
Yeah, this is what I was talking about. All right. You know what? You read it because your vision is better than me.
Proposal one is on the ballot year this year because the legislature. Okay, what happens? What this proposal says? See what this proposal means? What does it say? Yeah, but I feel like this is an interpretation. I just want to read it. I don't want to read someone's interpretation of it. This is all opinionative. But that's the official website? That's crazy.
Let's see if this says it officially. You want the text of it.
Yeah. You know what? Here, I got you. I forgot I took... I'm not going to say that because that's a crime.
You son of a gun.
That's a crime,
this
apparently.
This guy breaks the law.
And I Googled it. So... All right. So proposal one. You ready?
All right. Hold on.
Proposal would project against unequal treatment based on ethnicity. We already have that.
Yeah, we already have that.
National origin. We got that.
We got that. Boy, national origin is what?
Where they were born.
Where they were born. And why is New York City putting that up there?
Because we're a sanctuary city.
Because we're a sanctuary city and a lot of immigrants are here illegally.
We're a sanctuary city.
Like, we don't want you discriminating against
us. No, the reason is because we're a sanctuary city.
Yeah.
You're adding more.
No, we have a lot of immigrants here.
That's an opinion.
Illegal.
We're a sanctuary city.
What does that mean?
That means we have that already.
We have what?
We already have ethnicity. We have national origin. Uh-huh. We're sanctuary city. Calm down. Everything else you say.
Illegal. That's what the sanctuary city is only for.
Calm down, Trump, who didn't vote for Trump. Age had that. We disability
all this. All this is by federal law already.
Sex. All this is federally and locally.
Yep.
Like, it's in it's there already.
We already did it. Yeah.
We're just repeating shit that's already in there. Locally and...
federally.
Okay, great. Not federally because some states are not sanctuary cities.
I guess, yeah.
Okay, good. I like that you're following me. Including, this is where it gets fun. This is where everything we said was both federal and local.
This is where the liberals are like,
but not everywhere.
Done. I don't have to read it anymore.
It's okay, but we're going to GED it.
No, I'm just saying this is where the liberals stop thinking. They're like, oh, that's it. That's beautiful. I love it.
First of all, liberals are not listening to us.
Okay.
And Republicans are also not listening to our dumbasses.
Yeah, I just noticed you got no viewers.
Yeah, I'm not looking at that. I'm more worried about this thing where it says the stream equality. I'm worried we're like, what was Trump doing that other day with the microphone?
It looked like he was doing this, but he was just lifting it up and down.
Bro, so you see how it says good? Like, it's refreshing.
Excellent.
So that was an old comment. All right. Proposal one. So this is where we go. We already agreed that ethnicity, national origin, depending on the state, both federally and locally.
Legally and illegally.
Go ahead. This guy loves Trump. Age, disability, sex, we got those. Including sexual orientation.
Again, we got that.
We had that here.
We still have it.
We have it.
We have it. Federally, we have it.
And locally.
Locally, we have it.
We had it before.
We were the first ones.
before the federal, we already got it. New York, baby. What up? Gender identity and... I gotta go back because I lost track. Sexual orientation, comma, gender identity, and pregnancy.
I think we have that too. You can't discriminate against a pregnant person.
You can't discriminate a gender identity. I want to be a duck.
That's not a gender. Unless it's in Spanish.
That's comedy. You bring it back. You heard? Take notes. Take notes, you amateurs. Okay.
That's good. That was really good.
Oh my god, I almost feel like we could end it. It's over, guys. Thanks for stopping by. Good luck, whoever you voted for. I hope they won. It also protects against unequal treatment based on reproductive health care and autonomy.
Again, I think we have that. I think we have this, guys. I don't know what we're doing right now.
What is autonomy?
That's like you do whatever you want.
Autonomy.
Yeah.
You have
it's
the ability.
Your choice to do whatever you want.
Google it.
Autonomy?
Yeah.
You don't know what it means?
No, I don't.
Oh, God.
What is autonomy?
Hold on. Let's ask this chick.
It's not a chick.
I'm not going to spell it. What is autonomy?
Autonomy.
Oh, okay. She's gonna read it to me.
I feel like a little kid. What's that? That? Like what? Oh, okay, I guess I gotta figure it out.
Oh snap! What is this, bro? Autonomy.
Autonomy. Autonomy.
All right.
Is it teaching you?
Yes.
Ew, you.
You know what that's for, right?
ESL.
No. Yeah. For the people that are not born in this country.
I was right.
National origin. All right, here we go. What it says there? The right or condition of self-government. I don't know. Autonomy within the
right. Go to the thing. Simple terms. The what? Bottom, next, right there, boom. First one, why did you skip?
The ability to make your own decisions without being controlled by anyone else.
Okay, that sounds a little gaslighting, but all right. Unequal treatment based on reproductive health care.
Again, I think we have this already.
So what did you vote?
I vote no. Of course I vote no. Because as far as I understand. Ready?
Here we go.
We have this at a government level and the government makes those decisions. But as soon as we give it to the state and let the state do it, then they have the power to manipulate the laws within this wording. You know what I mean? Right now the government has those words. The government makes those laws. The federal government, better said. Because they're the ones that implemented all this. It's actually in the Constitution.
So if I have a problem, I could go to my local judge and say, I have this problem about this issue.
Yeah.
And the judge can decide something.
Yeah. And those laws are federal. They're all across the whole country.
No. The judge can decide something. And I could be like, you know what? I don't agree with that. I want to escalate this to the next. I want to see your boss.
Yeah.
And that's the federal government.
Yeah.
So by voting no, I give myself that option of escalating it to the federal government.
Yeah.
Because there's another, I could go up. And
if you vote yes,
that means that you're letting the state
have full control.
You don't need to talk to my boss.
I'm the boss.
Yeah. I hate that.
And
bro.
I can make the rules myself.
Or hold on, let me put you on hold and I'll get you the boss right now. Ready? Hold on. Hello? I'm the boss, yeah.
But also too, because New York State is very liberal, you know they're going to do weird things. Like say, oh, no more, no, all the bathrooms say male and female. Get rid of that. It's just going to be one bathroom for everybody. You send your daughter into the bathroom by herself. Guess what? The guy's going to be in there too.
They get to decide.
Because
that.
We can't discriminate against gender. So they have to just let everybody go in there.
Yeah. Oh, so you're against some of these things?
I'm against almost all of them. Personally.
Let's go over which ones are your. All of them, you said.
But the problem is. Not the problem, but the way I see it is there's a way to look at something to have a peace in a nation.
Nah, listen, I do agree that we shouldn't treatment on ethnicity. We shouldn't, that's in there. Keep that.
Wait, hold on. Depends, right? Because if you're renting out to somebody and his name is Jaquan Johnson. Right? You're like, damn, do I want it rent or do I not want rent? Unless they're Section 8, then you just go for it. It doesn't matter.
Right, but that would force you to have the rent. This guy's, he's worse than a Trumper.
No, no, yeah, of course.
The ethnicity, age. Age.
Yeah, you should have
described. Disability. Yeah, come on, yo. We're disabled. Sex?
No, I don't care.
Orientation of sex?
Again, I can't think of a situation where I'm like, oh, I don't want a gay person doing that.
Sex.
Yeah.
Sex is the part.
Yeah, that's like male or female.
That's the biology part.
Yeah.
You okay with both?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Because you just named something else. What you named was gender identity.
No, that's not gay. Sexual orientation is gay. You said that.
Gender identity is a separate thing than gay. Sex.
Yeah. Gender identity is just, I think I'm a woman. Doesn't mean I'm gay.
But that's also different than sexual orientation.
Yeah. Those are different things. You could be gay and be a lesbian. Like, what's the guy's name? Bruce Jenner? He's a lesbian.
He's a lesbian.
Yeah. He's a guy that dresses like a woman.
Woman. But he likes
to fuck women. So he's living his life. He's doing, yo, good for him.
Shout out to Kanye. What's his name again? He or she?
I don't remember.
Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn.
That's right. Trump supporter too. I'm a man's man still, baby. Under this dress, I got a hog.
But I look better than all of them. All right. Wow. So we're keeping that one. I'm cool with that one too. Wait, you said you were against all of them. You agreed to all of them. You piece of shit.
That's it?
No, there's more, but you already agreed to 90% of it.
All right, let's see if we can
find the one I don't like. Oh my gosh. All right. So we're up to, we got all of the pregnancy.
I think I'm fine with that too. That's it?
You're the biggest hypocrite I've ever met. We call him in a lie, guys. We call him emotional. Get out. You are a Democrat. You are not welcome in this place. Oh, my gosh. No, Republicans be mad emotional, too, yo. If you got Kid Rock performing for you, you're just as emotional as Beyonce up there. You heard? I don't care who you are.
I don't agree with the states having the power.
Yeah, I like the option of you know, separation a little bit. Like, that's good. Church, separation of church and state, right? Something like that.
I think we should have that, yeah. I think everybody should be Christian, but...
Try not to laugh while drinking. Because I keep thinking about Caitlyn Jenner.
Ladies. Let's walk into our room.
Bro. Oh, God, we live in such a great country.
Yeah.
We really do, man.
But see, like, some Republicans don't like that stuff. They'd be like, no, we can't have that.
No, we're offending them too.
Yeah,
don't get it.
Yeah, no, they don't like that. They're like, that's not funny. He should be a man, this is not for a woman.
You guys too.
I'm okay with some of that stuff. You know, because it's a personal decision. That's on you. You know what I'm saying?
I don't care.
But I'm against. So, but that's the thing too. If you give it to the state, they're going to allow schools to teach those things behind your back. They're already doing some of that stuff.
So one of the things that I saw in this proposal that like there was a rally and a march, you could actually look it up. I'm not. They were talking about how they had how what this meant was that it would protect children who want to identify from their parents. And I'm like,
but you see the wording that they used?
How did that mom? She was a mom, by the way. I know this. Yeah. How does she get that from this proposal?
Because the states get to regulate.
And we're talking about language, though.
Yeah.
How does this language say that a minor...
Sexual identity.
But it doesn't say how. Are they saying because of age? Age plus sexual identity? No, it
doesn't matter. The states make the decisions on the rules for the sexual identity. And they're going to rule that the schools can hide from the parents.
You got that from here?
Yeah.
Can you show me how?
Yeah, I just literally just said it out loud.
But with the same wording.
What do you mean?
Using their word. How do you get a minor that says
it doesn't matter the age. It's just sexual identity. What you're basically saying is I give the state the power to make the rules among those things.
This says that it would protect against unequal
treatment. But the language is to trick people. Protect. That's not what it's doing. They're already protected. We already said that. The government already
has. But they're trying to protect against unequal treatment of these things.
We already said they already have all that.
All of them.
They already have all that.
Pregnancy?
But what the state is saying, give us the power to make those decisions. So the state is going to implement these laws. As a liberal state, they're going to push for liberal laws that are based on those topics.
Okay, again, I don't see where you're drawing that, and I'm going to tell you why. On the top, it categorizes what it is. It's an amendment. What's an amendment?
It's an addition to.
An addition or a takeaway?
No. But they're not
taking. What do you mean, but yeah?
They're not, but the proposition is not subtraction, it's addition. We're adding to it. We're not taking
even away. Though what you're adding may be taken away.
No.
Yeah. So it's an amendment. You're saying it's an add-on.
This particular wording, yeah. It's add-on.
Is it? Or is that your definition?
That's what it's saying.
Google it.
Give it to me. Let me read it to you.
No. Google amendment.
What is an amendment? To change the law.
So far,
it doesn't mean. What I'm saying is that it could either add or subtract or change, whatever. That is not subtracting. We're adding to.
We're adding.
Yeah. We're letting the states have the power.
We'll get there. We're adding. We agree that we're adding. So, and we agree that everything that's on here was already there.
Yeah. Can I just read it? Because there's definitely things that you're not reading.
Oh, okay. Again, I'm just trying to make it make sense. And what you're saying is you're drawing straws. You sound like her. I'm trying to get to where her argument makes sense in that proposal. And it doesn't. It doesn't at all.
Yeah.
Think about what I'm asking.
Okay. Read.
In Spanish?
No. Read A. Where it says yes.
Yes. Yes means that if you do these, it puts protections. It just says you agree with it.
That read it.
A, you mean yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Vote puts these protections into New York State's constitution.
Yeah. Right now, it's not New York State's. It's not under New York State's jurisdiction.
Where is it?
It's in the federal government's hands.
But it's already in the New York State's constitution.
No, it's not. That's why they're asking you to vote for it.
It's so not.
They can have it in their power.
But we didn't just say that we already have that?
Federally.
Federally.
It's not in the New York State constitution. Every state has their own constitution.
What's in our constitution? We didn't already have gays?
That's federal.
No, but didn't New York State already have gays?
Yeah, they had gays for a long time. They were hiding for most of the time, actually. They were hiding with the ducks.
So, in the New York... Okay, so...
I don't know if the gay thing is in the New York State Constitution.
Isn't it?
I think it's just a law.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's in the New York State Constitution right now? That's...
New York State Constitution. Bro, this is like gonna be so long.
That's deep. Again,
is opening up a.
So before we don't. It's
you know pages. What it's. How many pages? Where the pages at?
It's in the corner.
You know how to use this thing? Where over here?
It's 46.
All right, let's start reading it from the top.
listen to me. The reason why I'm mentioning this is because this is how much you have to go in before you should have an opinion on anything.
Yeah. I'm
just looking at the numbers. If you're going to act like you know what you're talking about, you should have read those 46 pages.
Wait. New York State doesn't have that in its constitution.
It doesn't have what?
It doesn't have
pregnancy
protection against certain things for gay
people. Of course it has.
No, it doesn't. It's a law. Doesn't mean it's in the constitution of New York State.
You don't know that?
I do. I'm going to look it up. That's what I'm saying.
We have to look it up. That's what I'm saying. We have to look it up. So that's where we're drawing at. Where we're drawing at, that there are.
But if it was in the Constitution, they wouldn't be asking you that.
Again, we don't know. To me, there are certain things here that's not on there. That's why they're asking it. And when it's a word salad, it's a word salad because you were drawing the answer. The child gets to decide that he wants a sex change. And because we don't have discrimination against age, that child is protected under age. And because we have protections of sexual identity, we have to protect that identity for that child and not discriminate.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that's where the parent is coming from?
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's not just the wording there. It's this law gives the state power over these things.
Yeah.
To make rules on those things.
Yeah.
Because saying, oh, we're going to protect gays doesn't mean nothing. We have to have literal laws stating what protections are. And what they're going to do is they're going to add it to everything that's in the power of the state, which is the school board of education, which is all the federal governments, which is all a whole bunch of stuff. So people are like, wait, hold on. That includes bathrooms in schools? Yes, that includes bathrooms in schools.
If this gets passed, and it will.
It will pass, yeah.
It will pass. Can a party take that to the higher courts?
Yeah, New York State Court. And they're going to get shut down.
And they can't appeal?
People voted. You can't take it away. The people have to vote against it to get it out.
And we can't get a federal involved?
No. It's the people decide.
Should the federal get involved?
No.
There we go.
The federal government has to let the states decide what they want to do. Just like abortion.
Mm-mm-mm. What did Ohio do? Of course.
Ohio. It's in red, baby.
And PA is going red. But how much is in? Oh, it's... How much is it?
61% in.
It's red. Is
there? Yep. Look how close it is, though. Look at the numbers.
2 million, 2.1 versus 2.0. So
it's literally, it's right there.
It's 50,000. No, 50,000.
60-something thousand.
That's crazy.
But right there, we're so close.
Thank God this nigga voted. I mean, there, shit. Oh man, so many. I forgot.
It was his vote.
Did it. Yeah, I love him. I'm gonna kiss him when I see him.
75% in. Look at how close New York is, though. It's way closer than expected. It's a million. It's a million.
Jesus.
Well, New York's going to be a toss-up, I think.
Let me see.
In the near future.
Oh, we got zero in, yeah.
I wonder if they're like, hey, this is one of the...
That's the next one up.
Swing state. That's why it's highlighted like that.
Because
we don't know where it's going.
Well, what did it say? No vote yet. Polls closed.
Oh, so this poll's closed?
That is so small that I'm doing Superman right now with Kryptonite in my way. How could the polls be closed?
They closed the polls. What do you want to do? They closed the polls.
That was a Dora the Explorer answer right there, you idiot. 210. Oh, my gosh. So, I voted for Trump. You know, a lot of people are very secretive about who they're voting for. Which is like, I think it's great.
Yeah.
But what does it say? Does it say anything?
No, a lot of people are very secretive on it, even before this whole Trump situation.
You think in 2020, you think that in 2020 people were that secretive? But there was a parade on Fifth Avenue.
No, what I'm saying is before even Trump
ran. I was outside, I saw it.
Before Trump even ran for president, people were still secretive about it.
What are you carrying in that wallet, bro? You're going to get hurt.
I don't even know.
So I think that I feel like...
That's the badge.
I feel like more people are secretive now because perhaps they're... Like, I know a woman that off the cuff, like, you would meet her off the cuff and she looked blue all the way, no matter who. And she was like, I'm voting for Trump. I'm not telling anybody. Like, I'm not telling my family, but
I hear that a lot too. A lot of people are very like, I don't want to tell nobody.
I don't want to tell nobody, but just so you know, between me and you, I'm waiting for that.
And you tell him, hey, just between me and you, I'm voting for Kamala.
I should have done that. Oh, to see the other side, it's the same thing in reverse. Yeah. It's the same thing in reverse. Is it is it hard? It's such a tribal thing, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Like your team, your winner, your guy. Yeah. For you, it doesn't matter. No, it does. Because you, even you, you're passionate about your person.
Is it
like sports? You know, my team?
Yeah.
It is.
It's like sports. That's exactly right. I'm trying to see if New York could show the senators that are up for grabs.
The Senate. Right there. We're looking at it.
Where?
Up. That category is all the Senates.
Yeah, but where's New York?
My bad. Show less? Or is that only showing the people that are winning?
Yeah, but New York's already in. All that stuff should be in for the most part.
So highlight New York. Look for New York Senate race.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yay.
$128 electoral votes.
For New York?
Yeah. New York's very populous. All those people are right here.
We only have 28? Wow, California has a lot.
California and
do they have more people than us? They have to. That's what that means.
They have a lot, yeah.
The more electoral votes means the more the population of the how much people you have.
That's exactly right. Good job.
God forbid I try to keep it in the theme of the fucking podcast.
But also too, like when it's people talk about popular votes, New York City can have a billion people. If they vote for Kamala Harris, they only get
the number that's allotted.
That's it. That's what they get.
So is that number allotted per capita of the what?
I think it's like I think it's the Senate seats and the House seats put together. I think that's how it goes. Let's find out.
Oh, that much reading.
New York State Constitution. How do the electoral colleges get their numbers? Let's look for idiot shit. What? They brought me here again.
It's like, that's not the topic, idiots. Oh, the elections.
I can't read this.
Allocation among the states. Allocation with each state. The current allocations. Each votes are allocated among the states based on the census. Every state electoral votes are allocated among the states based on the census. Every state is allocated a number of votes equal to the number of senators and representatives in the U.S. Congressional delegation. Yeah. Two votes for its senators in the Senate plus a number of votes equal to the number of congressional districts. That's just got a lot.
Oh, I see how that works. So New York State, hold on. How many congressional districts does New York have?
4. 26.
26. And that's why they get 28. Because they get two. What the hell was it over here?
Nope. You ruined it. Second to last. Oh, okay. I see. 28.
So they get 26.
Plus the two.
Plus the two senators. Yeah.
And I guess they have a lot of senators.
No, I think every state only has two senators.
And so they have a lot of, what's the other one? Districts.
How many senators does each state have?
According to U.S. Capitol Visitor Center, the Senate of the United States shall be composed of two senators from each state, elected by the...
Go back. So basically what... What was the other? It's the senators, and then what's the other
one? The congressional districts.
So each district has to have a certain number of people in each district to count as a district.
I don't know. That's a good question. Now, hold on. If I was to count all these.
You see what I'm saying? Those are the districts.
These are the 28?
Damn.
Are they? Let's start counting. 1, 2, 3.
Count in your head. While I entertain the crowd. Vote for me. You should have voted for me. 2028. It's going to be crazy.
No, it's way more than that.
Way more. All right, thank you.
Because now that I think about it, I think New York City is broken down into like a weird congressional district. Right? Let's see, hold on.
Right.
New York State's congressional district. Let me rephrase that.
You should have put
New York City's congressional district. I don't know what the image is. Because I think New York City is broken down weirdly.
Like into 15.
Yeah, you see how it's weird?
Yeah, 14.
It's like Richmond The one that Staten Island is gets a piece of Manhattan.
Westchester's 15th. Westchester.
Ooh, girl. Oh God, New York Times. We don't want your stupid thing.
We can't afford the newspaper back then. We can't afford it now. Seriously. And on Sundays it was $2.
Yeah, because it came with the coupons. Remember? For the stores.
Damn, bro.
Start counting.
What a... Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
He's counting while he's counting. I'm going to be saying how much you should like me instead of him. 12. I'm on the basement and white.com.
12.
Send me a message like yeah, you love me. 13,
14, 15. And... I don't know. I'm not counting all that crap. But yeah, this makes sense now. I can see how they broken down.
So that's the 28.
New York City has so many of them.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense right there. That other one, the orange one?
Yeah, this one, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, that one. All right, so...
So that's how it's done.
So then California is really cut up.
But California is huge.
Compared to us?
Bro, look at this. It's like a quarter of the state.
Go back. Get away.
Try to. I don't know what I'm doing here.
You're zooming. Go to the other map. Go to the map. See where we're at. What time is it? It's going to be 11 o'clock.
Look.
They're going to start counting.
The whole ass.
Why is that the ass? We're the head.
The whole ass.
We are the head.
Yeah, we're the head. And guess what floor
that's
is?
That's our feet.
This ain't the feet, bro. The feet's over here somewhere.
That's our belly.
This?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. That's very.
Those are our 2 feet. That makes sense. This is the kind of conversation I've been meaning to have with you for a long time.
So. But also, California is very populous. There's a lot of cities along California. New York City has...
Wait. It says 11 p.m.? It does.
What time is it?
Results expected at 11. It's our time. We're 40 seconds in. They're going to be... counting.
I know. All the ladies in the basement.
Why are they going to be ladies? Maybe that's why they have all these immigrants...
To count. Oh, that makes sense, yeah. That's what they needed them. Yeah. Uh-oh, what happened?
Oh,
that was me.
Idiot.
That doesn't happen.
No, it should be happening in the next... go to Fox. That was Fox. Fuck Fox. I mean, Firefox. Go. Nothing.
CNN is like, I'll take your time,
I mean, this is a good perspective. CNN and Fox.
Yeah. But then I feel like this is more neutral. Just Google is just, what is it?
Associated Press? Google is by far the least neutral.
But it's by Associated Press.
The least.
Associated Press just, they don't provide a...
opinion.
Yeah, they don't. They just give news. That's their job.
Yeah, it's Associated.
So they give to other companies and then
they do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Got it. How cute.
If I know correctly, all news agencies pay them to get information.
And that's how they could put themselves non-biased.
Yeah.
Our news source is non-biased.
I mean,
we're not.
If this.
That's not saying we are, but our source is.
Oh, shit.
What?
Hold on a second, bro.
You scared me.
Look at all this is red now.
Oh, that was supposed to be blue.
It was supposed to be blue. Let's see.
Yeah, bro. Like blue. Let me find out that the Reds turned the cerebral part.
Only person that stayed was Illinois. Everything else, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Go back to CNN. Oof. Wow. Go back to Fox under that 2020. Wow. 2020
Fox.
2020.
This is how Biden won.
So if
oh,
oh
yo, that just happened right now.
Kamala just went up.
That just happened right now.
Right, because 11 o'clock. Right, they're saying yeah. There you go.
Ay, Dios mío.
Ay, we knew this. What's the idiot? You got me scared. Oh, it was blow job. Got it. Better jobs.
Look what we're looking like here. Whoa, bro. We're getting there. Come on, Trupito.
Trupito. You voted for your boy.
These two are definitely
cheering him on.
All right, let's just say this is how many congressional? It doesn't say.
It's about to hit again.
I know, but I should say it.
It's about to hit again. No, that already went blue.
This is going blue.
So the numbers are 193 against 216.
This is three.
is 11:02 Eastern Standard Time. You figure
these might go red, right? We're looking at
No. Those are red.
These are pink. No way, but we know
they're red.
Not this.
How much are in? 30%. No, how much are in? 60, yeah, red.
12.
Okay, so
this is not really.
And give me the numbers again on the other map. No, you went too far. So we're looking at 10 possible.
There's a playing figure. 10 definite. Over here.
10 possible.
10 are possible.
It wasn't until the way you said it that I felt the spades game. What you got? Right? What you got? What you got? Okay, so
right now, everybody call him Kamala's thing. I'm going, yes!
Yeah!
Woo!
Kamala can do it for them.
Yeah. All right, let's just out of curiosity. Why? They're the ones that are furthest west.
All right, is it too early to call?
Trump and Kamala?
Right now, is it too early to call, knowing the data that we have right now?
I feel like I need to write it. I can't do it in my head. It's just too much.
There was an interactive map.
Where? What are you doing? What are you doing? You do math?
I'm trying to find an interactive map. So 25. That puts him in the... what's that number in the bottom?
87?
16. 25. He's in the single digits.
But he's going to get this one too, it looks like. Georgia.
He got it. He has it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first.
All right, we can go to bed. Time to clock in tomorrow. Nothing changed.
You still got to work. The only difference is that
you still got to clock in.
Only difference is now you get no tax on overtime.
If this is what they're projecting, and go to the Associated Deacon non-bias. Yeah.
Yeah. Red, blue.
He has it.
She's going to take this, and it doesn't matter.
She's going to take that, and it doesn't matter. According to what this is showing, and if this is accurate, they're shitting their pants right now.
All right. So right now this is, it's saying it's up for grabs, but I think this is red.
So make it red. Oh, my God. 264.
This is going to go red. We just looked at these.
That's it. He's president.
This is going to go blue.
She has one of those top red, the middle ones.
She got this one?
She has, I think, one of those two. One of these two? She has the one to the... Yeah, she has the middle one, I think.
I don't think so.
Go to the...
This is part of this. This is part of the same
thing. Oh, she has that one.
So he got these two. She got that one. Little
Crico. Oh, my gosh.
She got this one.
Yeah, give her that one. Oh, my. He still got it.
He still got it.
Did we just call it? We just called it, ladies and gentlemen. What
is this? Does any movement? Nothing. It doesn't matter.
No, that moves based on when you clicked. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were clicking the top part.
It looks like this is the numbers. This is it right here. Right? No. No, it's not.
Why? What are we missing?
These are red. In the interactive map, I got a blue.
Oh.
This is red.
How does she win?
Right now she's like,
wait. Hold on.
Red. Even this one's showing red. Why is this one showing red?
Yeah, but are all of them showing red like that?
This one is. He's up.
Red.
Is he up in this one? This one's not showing it.
It's so close.
This one, she's up.
Yeah, but look at how close.
But look, even if she takes it, she has it on her map.
She has it already. You can't re-add it.
Yeah. That's it. Bro, I think this is it, bro. I think we're here. If he takes Arizona, is he taking Arizona, or are we just guessing over here? She's in the lead. Oh, wow. That's
way too close.
Let's see if we're looking over here.
It's way too close.
Way too close.
It's way too close.
Okay, so let's just say she has it.
Oof.
He still wins. This is crazy, bro.
Are they calling it? Are anybody calling the race?
I don't know. You know who we can look at? PPD. Go to him. Go to your leader.
Joe Rogan's not doing anything? No, you just want to see him because your boy's there, you idiot.
I don't think Joe Rogan cares.
You just want to see it because your boy is there. What's his name? Smith.
Dave Lubin.
Let's see what we got on YouTube. Wow. Is that it?
I think that's it. I think we just did it. I think we're doing what they're doing behind the scenes. And they're like, look, Kamala, you just got to be ready. Trump is doing this. Y-M-C-A.
Y-M-C-A. I think this is it, bro. I think that... Where's the interactive?
It's that one, yeah.
He won big time.
Bigly. All right, so hold on.
He won big time.
Is this definitely true? There's no numbers in that one. Hold on, let me see this one.
Yeah, that's locked.
Is that solid? That's a solid truck.
That's done. Okay. That's a check mark, bro.
And I'm just, you know, this is definitely blue. What can we give her? Let's see. I'm just trying to see what can we give her.
You want to make up a state?
Yeah.
Puerto Rico.
Pennsylvania, Ohio. What is that one?
We gave her Look at Mike. He's flagging in. He must be hearing it. They're celebrating. It's in.
He's not even watching.
He just met. He's not watching. No one's watching this. But
tell him to tune in.
Let's see here. Damn, this ad is still going. Wow, they definitely don't want them to be seen. Here we go.
Right now, mm-hmm. with Pennsylvania, he would need 3 for 270.
But Patrick can buy him those votes.
And may I? But may I call your attention to Alaska?
He won.
Alaska.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Pennsylvania plus Alaska, and this election is concluded.
Wait, so, in other words, to make it simple, stupid for everybody, if Donald Trump wins Pennsylvania, Kamala Harris has to win everything else in order for her to win. The only scenario where Trump loses if he wins Pennsylvania is if he has to lose Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Maine, Nevada, Arizona, and Alaska. I mean, that's
okay.
It's looking pretty good.
If he wins Pennsylvania, all of you will ask where is Bart, because the bars are somewhere in the back. But to be very serious, if he wins Pennsylvania, we would have to ask all the celebrities who says they're going to leave U.S., what airlines are they going to use?
What airline are they going to use?
He won. Reset the map.
This one?
It's right under the blue share the map in the middle to the most to the right.
Oh, reset.
Reset it to what it's currently at.
That's really close. But again, I think these two.
I'll show you. I mean, look at your phone. Put it up on your phone, the map.
Oops.
Yeah, he won.
Right now, he's doing the YMCA dance.
You muted the other thing?
Yeah.
He
got these two. He got these two. He got this one.
AP got him at 230 now. He is now. He is now 40 away.
That's what we're looking at here. She got 226. He got 230.
Wow.
They lowered hers. Oh, but this is like.
No, but they're giving a 226. That's because Fox is giving a 226.
Let's look at Fox.
Look at Fox.
No.
No. Damn, that's reversed, right? Damn,
Trump is winning this shit.
Trump
is going to be president.
Thank God, bro.
We go home.
Sorry. We could go home in peace.
Oh, what's going on here?
No, he has it, bro. Click all you want. What makes sense, according to what they're projecting, again, so is this called? It's going to get called early.
It's going
to
get called early.
We're not waiting till 4 in the morning, are we?
No. It's going to be
cold. When did that happen last time?
That's because the way they counted the mail-in ballots was after. You know what I mean?
So we're not waiting.
No.
All right. So I'm just going to tap Trump wins 2024.
Well, who are you going to tap it to?
The whole freaking frigate. I don't care. Hashtag Trump 2024. What do you think? What do you think the aftermath is going to be? Like, do you think there's going to be an aftermath?
I don't know.